Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We are going to have kind of a serious discussion today, and I don't normally dwell on this particular topic, but we're going to today, and it is the betrayal papers. It is research that several people have put together, and you can visit my website and click on the icon that says the betrayal papers, and but you can listen to us right now, and we will open the phone lines after the first segment. I have with me William Palumbo. I like that because it's like Columbo, which was one of my favorite shows on TV when I was younger. How are you today?
I'm good, Bethann. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, do I call you William or Bill?
William, please.
William. All right, William. I want to know, we're going to start from the beginning, why you felt led to do these betrayal papers and how it came to be, and then we'll go into depth on them. So how did you come to want to write this or research this?
Well, that's a great question. You know, as someone who's been very closely following politics, certainly since Obama came into office, but especially following politics in the Middle East since the Arab Spring, it became obvious that something was very wrong about what was going on with respect to the American involvement in the Middle East. You know, after we basically threw Mubarak under the bus in Egypt, you know, America's closest Arab ally and someone who had been a linchpin of security with Israel, I really began to look at what this administration was doing around the Middle East, in particular with the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, just kind of writing articles and posting them on a blog. And after several years, I was able to make an extensive network of people who were looking at the same thing. So, you know, what basically happened was that we decided to look at this issue together, and that involved many people who were, you know, retired military, retired intelligence, analysts for various different agencies. So we decided, why not just pool our efforts and our perspectives on things and put together a relatively short report that dealt with the Obama administration and the Muslim Brotherhood.
And how long have you been doing this research? How in-depth is
Well, I've been looking at, in particular, the American involvement with the Muslim Brotherhood since 2011. But okay. Many of the people who were co-authors on this have been looking at it for far longer, or I'd say the Middle East for far longer.
Well, I just kind of glanced over it today, and I will be reading it in depth. It's quite interesting, quite scary. And but I don't want people to get scared and think all hope is gone. Knowing the truth is part of the battle, and you've got to know the truth. And we have been infiltrated, according to what your research tells us. And I want you to kind of tell us who all was in on this research. I know you kind of hit on that a little bit, but tell us who all was in on this research for these papers.
Sure, there were many people. You know, I would say the head of the group or someone who's been very supportive has been General Paul Vallely. We had Charles Ortel, who's a columnist, financial columnist, Denise Simon, a couple of good folks in Michigan with the Tea Party, Dick and Gary. We had Right Side News, which is a big part of it, helping get the word out. Couple citizen journalist investigators in Chicago, Wallace Birchweiler, who's with the intelligence community as well, Mark Cohan, who's the president of the Conservative Party, and retired Navy SEAL Benjamin Smith. So we had a pretty good range of people looking at this information from different perspectives.
I have had Benjamin Smith on the air and actually was able to meet him at a Second Amendment rally where we all congregated in Philadelphia back in, it's been 2 years ago now. And he's quite a gentleman. He really is quite a patriot. Well, the betrayal papers. The betrayal papers tell us that we've been infiltrated. And, you know, one thing that bothers me is that Americans they're a little bit gullible because they want to believe the best of everyone. So they want to believe in this moderate group, you know, and I think moderates exist. I think they're kind of like wishy-washy Christians, you know, they just want peace. They want everybody to get along. They don't really read their scriptures. They don't really read their book. They don't really know what they believe. They just label themselves one thing or the other. So I do think those moderates are out there, and they would be shocked if they knew what was really going on as well. But anyway, they have infiltrated, and I thought we would just start and kind of skim through each of the chapters that you have here. Now, I want to say we have an icon. It's called the Betrayal Papers, and you can go to my website, and you can click on this and download this and read it yourself. So I want you to do that. I want you to go to www.csctalkradio.com, and I put the link out there on Facebook and on Twitter, so I've already tweeted it out this morning, William. But let's go through... each chapter here and just discuss a little bit about it. I mean, they're still going to want to read it. We're not going to tell all the story, but we want them to understand that there's been a lot of research and a lot of evidence and a lot of things that have gone into this. Part one is under Obama, the U.S. captured by the Muslim Brotherhood. I want to let's talk about that chapter just a little bit.
Sure. So, that was really to give people a history and a context, because when people hear the Muslim Brotherhood, they automatically think Islam, they think obviously Muslims. But what people don't realize is that the Muslim Brotherhood isn't just, Islam, the religion, or just everyday Muslims. It's a very specific organization that was founded in 1928. It kind of grew up alongside Hitler's Germany. In fact, it was on the side of Nazi Germany in the Second World War. Obviously, that didn't work out. After the war ended, because the United States then found itself involved in the Cold War against Soviet Russia, what the CIA, and for that matter, Eisenhower did, was he kind of courted the Muslim Brotherhood, which I don't think he really understood at that point, as a defense against the Soviet Union. And as a result of that, our intelligence community has always had a relationship with the Muslim Brotherhood, which is in fact really it's a Nazi party based out of the Middle East. But when people start to read these papers and they say, well, how could this happen? They have to remember that the world in the early 50s was a lot different than it is today. There was a Soviet Union, and the American government had to make some choices. And unfortunately, as a result of that, I think they'll come to see through the end of it that our alliance with this Muslim Brotherhood has it's gotten completely out of control, to the point where it's begun to take over significant parts of our domestic and foreign agenda.
Well, when you watch the media, whether it's Fox or whatever, and they're trying to, the press secretary for the president is trying to explain his lack of initiative, his lack of doing anything. They seem to be doing a lot more stammering and stuttering and having trouble to understand it themselves. I mean, it's almost, if it wasn't so serious, William, it'd almost be comical. To see what he's doing and not doing, and how we're just swallowing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And what was your comment going to be there?
No, I was just going to say, if we couldn't laugh about it a little, we'd cry.
We'd go hide in a closet, wouldn't we? Well, it is. I'm going to open up the phone lines, if that's okay. We're going to take callers.
Sure.
877-895-5410. We're going to continue our discussion of the betrayal papers. you can download these on my website. Just go to my website, csctalkradio.com, and click on the icon there where it says the betrayal papers and download it for yourself. I have them here in my hand. It's an easy read. Maybe I shouldn't say easy. It's a tough swallow, but it's not a long read. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Beth and William will be right back.
Remember Ronald Reagan and the pride Americans felt? Remember 9/11 and the patriotism that united us all? It's time to rise up and write another chapter in that freedom story. Join me, John Andrews, and thousands of friends at the Western Conservative Summit, June 26th to 28th at the Colorado Convention Center. It's a huge rally on the right with terrific entertainment and a boatload of star speakers. 2016 candidates like Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry, Katie Pavlich debating the left on gun rights, media voices like Hugh Hewitt, Byron York, thought leaders like Arthur Brooks, David Horowitz, grassroots training workshops, acres of exhibits, low prices with discounts for military, educators, clergy, under 30s, and groups. Call 844-685-4376 or go to westernconservativesummit.com. That's westernconservativesummit.com. See you there.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real Buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real Buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with William Palumbo, and he is one of the authors. I don't think you're just the author, are you, of the betrayal papers? You're just kind of one of the ramrods that put it together. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
All right. And we talked about the first topic, the first chapter, part one, and I want to talk about part two because I like what you've titled it, In Plain Sight. You know, sometimes I had a third grade teacher, Mr. Fielder, and he used to walk around the classroom, and he would recite, I'm sure it's just part of a poem. I don't even know the entire poem. I just know what he used to recite. What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? And when you could name this next one, In Plain Sight, a national security smoking gun, I thought of what he used to say and do. And I thought, you know, so many times it's as plain as the nose on your face and you just can't see it. And I think that's what's going on. So let's talk about that, In Plain Sight, the smoking gun.
Yeah, I mean, really what people need to understand about how these organizations work, how the Muslim Brotherhood works, just like the, you know, how the communists used to work before them, is that they set up these basically bogus civil rights groups, and they present themselves as people standing up for a certain group of people or a minority. So, you know, I think probably most of your listeners would be familiar with CARE. We've been hearing about CARE, which is a Council on American Islamic Relations, since I would say probably before 9/11, for that matter. But groups like CARE and the Islamic Society of North America, the Muslim American Society, the Muslim Public Affairs Council, if you do a little digging, and it really doesn't take that much work, but if you just look who founded each of these organizations, you'll find that in each case, every single one of them was founded by someone with a direct connection to the Muslim Brotherhood, and not some far-out connection. Usually the people who are doing it are connected to the leadership of, let's say, Hamas, or in some cases the leadership to the original Muslim Brotherhood. They could be, for example, the grandson or the grandson-in-law of the Muslim Brotherhood founder. I think one of them actually is directly related to the Muslim Brotherhood founder. And when you start to put all this together, and then you look at, well, where are these people having influence? And, you know, the Obama administration seems to have a great affinity to hiring people as advisors from these various groups that the Muslim Brotherhood has founded. And then what we did, you know, as researchers and analysts, is take a look at various positions that these organizations took with respect to the Arab Spring, or, let's say, gun rights, or immigration and amnesty, and pretty much a spectrum across Obama's agenda. And, you know, would you believe it that, in fact, all of these organizations were pretty much aligned with what, you know, we call the progressive left. And it's amazing that you wouldn't really think that Islamic organizations would necessarily be all in favor of the progressive left, and right down the line, whether it's, you know, policing techniques, whether it's immigration, whether it is eavesdropping, and basically everything that Obama has done, these people have been squarely in his corner. And, when you look at where he's put these people have been put into very high positions in the Department of Homeland Security. They've been on the National Security Advisory Council. They've been on groups that are supposed to, you know, as we say now, combat violent extremism, which is their euphemism for terrorism. But, you know, just like your third grade teacher used to say, when you start to look at it, you do see a forest in the trees, and there it is. And unfortunately, no matter how much they want to deny it, it's right there for anyone who has an internet, a computer connected to the internet.
And like I said, I didn't get to read as in depth, but what about Sharia law? They are really, really pushing this Sharia law, and it seems so ironic that some of these political figures that are pushing this, they either are totally ignorant. I don't know what else you can say. They're either totally ignorant, or they're scamming us. You know, I mean, they really are scamming us, because Sharia law has nothing to do with Christianity, and it is against the laws of our Constitution. And I don't understand why they would push this and then stand there and say that they're for women's rights, when Sharia law is so much against women. And, you know, they're the same ones that are pushing for gay marriage and gay rights and all this and that. And Sharia law is against that. I mean, deathly against that, and violently. And yet they're pushing this. So what's your opinion on some of this? It's just another cover? It's just another pretense, or what?
Well, no, I mean, that's a great question. And I think a lot of people who consider themselves Democrats or, you know, on the left side of the political spectrum, when they start to look into Sharia and they start to realize that in all those horrible countries where it's implemented, like in, I mean, I don't want to live there, Saudi Arabia or Iran or, Nigeria, where Boko Haram has taken over, the women, and actually the children for that matter, are really treated as property. And, you know, the Christians, forget it, they're just treated as slaves or they'll kill them. And you're right, it is absolutely against the Constitution of the United States. You know, we consider things like freedom of religion and freedom of speech and the ability to elect representatives who can govern us in the way that we basically tell them through the ballot box. And Sharia law has nothing to do with any of that. What it really is at the end of the day is it's a way of maintaining power over conquests and enslaving the people. And just like the Taliban did in Afghanistan, there was a very few people on top and the rest of the people lived under terror. But absolutely, women and, you know, women's rights, it's difficult to reconcile that with Sharia law, and it's ironic, but the, let's say the Soros-funded left has made a kind of a deal with the devil in Sharia, and, you know, ultimately it's going to face a crisis that probably we'll see in the next election cycle is what I'm guessing.
You know, and I believe that if we tell the people, you know, if we get the truth out there, the people are going to understand. They're going to see that forest. They're going to see those trees. They're going to understand what's going on. And Sharia law is so, it's so unequal. It is not about equality. It is exactly what you said. It's about domination. It's about control. It's about slavery. And they don't love anyone that does. They don't tolerate anybody that doesn't believe as they do. I think we can tell that by their beheadings and their burning people alive and the things that they're doing. Which is, and some of the things that they do are so gruesome. And that is intentional because it is intimidation. That's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to scare people and put fear in our hearts. They want to put fear in our hearts. And we can't allow them to do that. We've got to see what's going on and understand what's going on and fight it with all that we can. And we need to corner these elected officials if they are leaning to the soft side of this. And, you know, there is nothing good about it. I can't see anything good about it. Do you, William?
No, there's absolutely nothing good about it. If you're them, it's great because it's, you know, it completely makes your enemies and political opponents powerless. But you're right. I mean, it is the things that they do to their opponents. It's horrific. And, you know, I think it's very telling that we allow these images to flash across our media every day because eventually that gets to the population and it scares them. And just to, you know, give your audience an idea of how unserious the administration is at fighting this and what's going on with ISIS and Syria and Iraq. They appointed, someone directly tied to the Muslim Brotherhood to fight this, what they call a cyber war against ISIS, which is, in my opinion, ridiculous anyway. I mean, I don't understand why they just don't bomb them into annihilation. you know, they appoint someone who's sympathetic.
Yes. And, you know, it strikes me as so far, how far out of line we have become as a people and as the media. And you've got a little side note here about the media, but where the woman, and her name's escaping me at the moment, in Texas, where they had this cartoon competition, and now she's got death threats. And America, particularly some of the media, they're saying, well, she asked for this. You know, what happened to freedom of religion here? What happened to the freedom of expression and freedom of speech in this country? You don't have the right, just because you disagree with someone, to put them on a death list. You know, you don't have that right here in the United States of America. That goes, that's Sharia law. That doesn't go with our Constitution. We're going into a break. I want to open up the phone lines, William. 877-895-5410. We're talking about the infiltration of the Muslim Brotherhood within our elected officials, within our governing in D.C. and probably in your states. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Your calls are welcome. And William and Beth Ann will be right back.
C.J. Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. C.J. is offering her three bets and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with William Palumbo, and we're talking about the betrayal papers. And they have done an investigation, research, and all of it is in these papers. And you can read is how the Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood, has infiltrated our nation. And in our nation's policies, and affecting our policies, affecting how we react or don't react to things. And he's got in this. There's several chapters, but in this they've got kind of a bonus. It's a bonus chapter. I'm going to call it a bonus. They call it a supplement article about. And the press says nothing. You know, the mainstream media. Some people call it lamestream media. they pretty much are biased. We saw that with old Georgie Porgy. Of course, we knew that a long time ago about George Stephanopoulos. I refused to watch. I used to always have the TV on in the morning, William, as I was getting ready for work. And I would watch Good Morning America just because. No big reason, just because. And I'm a creature of habit, so I would always turn it on because. But when they put him on there, my habit stopped. And I don't turn the TV on in the morning. You know, they just had warm fuzzies anyway. And if they ever had anything that had anything to do with politics, it was always bias, always bias. I even wrote an article against Diane Sawyer and Charlie Gibson one time because of they had a series on raising boys. Well, I happen to have raised boys. They were talking about violence in boys. And I happen to have raised five of them. So I had felt like I had a little more experience than they did. And so I even wrote an article about how to dig that back out. But I quit watching it. And I think George showed his colors, and I hope people don't forget it. You know, unfortunately, we tend to forget an awful lot. We're a bunch of elephants here in America, apparently. Even the donkeys are elephants. And we need to not forget, because that was a betrayal against the people. And the mainstream media has betrayed the people. And I wanted you to elaborate on that just a little bit, on what your little article in here, the supplement article, I call it a bonus article, about the media says nothing.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd love to, because I think that really is, in my opinion, the biggest reason why we are where we are. It's because our media, our free press, is supposed to look at things critically and tell the people, and really they're supposed to seek the truth, right? I mean, that's why people become journalists, because they want to get at the actual answer of why something happened. But, you know, even with all of this information that's in the betrayal papers, which is all open source, it's from either, you know, direct documents, it's from news reports, and it's been, you know, sourced and verified with people closer to the situation, sometimes on the ground in these places. But it's amazing, because our mainstream media basically says absolutely nothing, right? And, you know, if you talk about this, they'll say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, which is really funny, because really the true conspiracy is what's gone on with the media, because now we're at the point where very obvious things aren't even, you know, they've become taboo. And I think the way that you explain this is when you look at the Muslim Brotherhood and everything they've done with the administration, and you look at the other people behind Obama that really kind of brought him into that position of power through Chicago, you know, from Hawaii to Chicago, even back into Indonesia. It's two groups. It's the Muslim Brotherhood, and it's the Soros-funded progressive left. And if you look at what the Soros side of it, what they've done is they've put people in various newsrooms, and they've installed producers, and they have eight, you know, foundations that fund media research, like Media Matters for America, for example. And they really have an amazing control over the majority of American news that people are used to getting. Unless you're looking on alternative sources, you're almost going to hear nothing that's been, you know, that we put in this report. And, you know, in the most unfortunate isn't really strong enough a word. The saddest part about it is that there is an actual genocide going on in the Middle East against Christians, and our media has basically remained silent. And I do think that's a tragedy. And I don't think it's something that the American people will forgive very soon. And frankly, I don't know how many people are going to forgive the American people for, you know, for allowing the silence to continue on this long.
Our apathy is killing us. It truly is. And it's ruining, it's killing the future of this nation. So our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, they're going to be either not here, or they're going to be enslaved to such things as what is taking place. Now, I want to scold people just a little bit, because, you know, show like this has very little support. You know, we don't have Soros. We don't have the Koch brothers. You know, I'm relying on my listeners. I'm relying on a few brave advertisers that'll come on board. You know, they're not afraid. When I say brave, they're not afraid of my agenda, because I have no pretense. I have an agenda. And my agenda is liberty here in the nation. But we'll complain about George Stephanopoulos. But yet we continue to turn on ABC, CBS, NBC, MS, you know, NBC, even Fox sometimes. You know, we continue to put our money there instead of in truth. And, you know, we're just guilty of this. And I think it goes back to that's the habit. You know, your parents always turned that on as soon as they got home from work. The click, there it goes, you know. The TV's on. They're watching the news. They're watching the weather. And we're infiltrated. And we're blindsided. And we're not given the truth. We're given one side. And that's it. Truth in the media is so important. You don't have to have an opinion. I have an opinion. My show is about having an opinion. And I give America that opportunity to voice their opinion. I always, almost always open the phone lines up for them. And, you know, it's, but when you give the truth, the American people, I believe, not all of them will make the, what I would consider the right decision, but the American people can make a more informed decision if they have the truth in front of them. If they're blinded because there's nothing but propaganda and no truth in it, or only half-truths, that's just as dangerous as no truth. Usually you can recognize a lie when it's flat-out a lie. But I see that we are so blinded. Just like I said earlier, when these press secretaries come on, you see them stammering more, going from foot to foot more. Their eyes are all over the place because you can see that they're lying, and they don't know how else they're going to cover up what's going on in the White House or in D.C. I blame them all, and I think you know me well enough now, William, that you know I call them all. It doesn't matter if they're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarians. I don't care what they are up there in D.C. I call them D.C. occupiers because nobody has proven to me that they're not occupying offices and cutting deals to satisfy their own souls and their own people that are supporting them in the corporations and such. And
oh, absolutely. Look at the Clintons, right?
No, yeah. She's broke, you know. She's broke. I mean, she's not broke like me where she's wondering how she's going to pay that phone bill next month, but she's broke.
Right. And we're fabulously wealthy, of course.
The privileged, you know, the privileged. You know, my son was chuckling one time because somebody called him privileged white. And, you know, I rank five, and we struggled. We still struggle. And they're all grown, and we're still struggling just as a couple, you know. And it's, he said, I remember when we had to duct tape my tennis shoes on until we could afford new tennis shoes. I said, yeah, I'd kind of forgotten that, but we did.
Unbelievable.
It really is. I mean, but American people, they really are ingenious, and they will come up with something, you know. As broke as we are, we'll come up with some way to survive. I don't look for somebody else to hand me the duct tape. You know, we will find some way to survive. Don't you think?
Yeah, and actually, I think if they were presented with the truth from their media, like you said, I think the majority of the American people are good people, and they would make a responsible decision. We just, you know, we don't get that anymore. Unfortunately, you have to hunt and peck for the truth, as you were saying.
It's you know, you gotta watch when you have to watch their body language to see if they're lying or telling the truth. You know, right then and there, you're in trouble. And we're going into a break, but you made a comment earlier when we were coming into this particular segment. But I want to elaborate on that. You know, here we are in this high-tech day and age, and it seems like we know less about what's going on than we ever did before. We have less truth, less true journalism, less, you know, we just seem to know less about these candidates than we ever knew before because I think we're apathetic and refuse to dig ourselves. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support
support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, "Welcome to CSC Talk Radio," and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Remember Ronald Reagan and the pride Americans felt? Remember 9/11 and the patriotism that united us all? It's time to rise up and write another chapter in that freedom story. Join me, John Andrews, and thousands of friends at the Western Conservative Summit, June 26th to 28th at the Colorado Convention Center. It's a huge rally on the right with terrific entertainment and a boatload of star speakers. 2016 candidates like Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry, Katie Pavlich debating the left on gun rights, media voices like Hugh Hewitt, Byron York, thought leaders like Arthur Brooks, David Horowitz, grassroots training workshops, acres of exhibits, low prices with discounts for military, educators, clergy, under 30s, and groups. Call 844-685-4376 or go to westernconservativesummit.com. That's westernconservativesummit.com. See you there.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with William Palumbo. I'm sorry. William Palumbo. We're talking about the betrayal papers that he has put together, he and a group of others, and it tells about how the Muslim Brotherhood has infiltrated the United States, particularly in our elected officials and unelected officials in departments and in, they have an agenda, folks, and it's not a good agenda. It's not about promoting liberty. It's not about making sure our Constitution stays strong. It's all about taking us over. And little by little, we're kind of allowing them to do that. I'm kind of blame us a little bit because we are apathetic. We are blind. You know, sometimes the truth is right in front of you. You don't have to be a genius, because I am far from that. And I can see that forest for the trees. And we can see when they're trying to implement things that go contrary to what the Constitution and the law is. Contrary to that, with Sharia law, I'm talking about that in particular at this moment. But when we see that, you don't have to be a genius to figure out, wait a minute, why would they come to our country? Or why would they be in our country? And want to promote such things as this, because this is murderous.
This is enslaving people. This is controlling people. This is anything but equality. They don't believe in equality, especially if you don't believe it's them. And they certainly do not believe in tolerance, which our left likes to preach a lot, is the tolerance thing. So there's several other chapters here, William, that we haven't got to yet. So let's move on. Let's talk about the genocide, since I just said that. Let's talk about that one.
Yeah, no, I mean, that is something that I never really thought could actually happen again. I mean, I know there are stories, if you read back about what went on in the, you know, in the early 40s when Hitler was rounding up the Jews and the other people in Germany and conquered Europe, and it's really it's a stain on the free world that for a long time this wasn't brought out, and I think the New York Times actually buried this and didn't talk about it back in World War II. And the truth of the matter is there's something similar going on today. I mean, right now it's in front of our faces, and we see people lined up in pits and shot just like the Nazis did, you know, and that's put across social media and on the Internet. But no one ever really comes out and says, hey, guys, you know, American public, there's a genocide going on, and not only against Christians and religious minorities and ethnic minorities in the Middle East. What they're actually doing is it's also a cultural genocide. So they're destroying history, because part of Islam, if you take it literally, is to go into a place and completely erase everything that is pre-Islamic or non-Islamic. That's like what the Taliban did to those famous Buddhas carved into the mountain in Afghanistan. And that's really what's going on in really the heart of civilization. What, you know, when we were in school, we studied Mesopotamia, and that's where they are. They're literally right in Mesopotamia, the birthplace of human civilization, and they're slowly eradicating all, you know, early human history and the people that have lived there since, and really from biblical times and you know, going back from there. And it's amazing because, really, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen this covered on the nightly news in the way I just described. It's planned, it's systematic, and the truth of the matter is, if you look at what went on in Benghazi and how the administration is treating ISIS, ISIS would not be a problem without the Obama administration to begin with. You know, we funded these so-called moderate rebels. We find out that they're giving their weapons to ISIS, or they're defecting to ISIS. And now that we've created this problem, we're not doing anything about it. So you really do come to the conclusion that Obama has no problem with it. In fact, I think it's actually advancing his goals. And maybe people hear that and they say, well, you're crazy. But how would you possibly explain negotiating with nuclear Iran, who almost weekly says that they want to use the bomb to annihilate Israel? So when you put it in that perspective, I think it gives you a sense of just how bad the Muslim Brotherhood problem is in our government, because it's something serious, and it's something that the administration takes very seriously, too.
And, you know, I made a statement here not too long ago. I think it was last week, and I don't know if I said it on air or on the phone when I was talking to somebody, but, you know, it doesn't matter. It matters. But we can debate it till the cows come home, so to speak, how we got in this mess. What matters right now is how are we going to get out of this mess? Yeah. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. I was going to use another word, but I try to be clean here. It's absolutely ridiculous for a leader such as Obama or anybody else to say, I don't have a plan, and yet he sends more troops over there. He doesn't have a plan, but you go over there anyway. We'll figure it out somehow. That's just unreal to me. And the American people shouldn't put up with it. They shouldn't put up with it at all. And the fact that we are in this mess because he hasn't had a plan, and nobody else cares to have a plan. Congress isn't backing him into the corner on it. They're all debating Obamacare and everything else to distract us when our national security is really at stake here. And not just that, but the future of this nation, you know, national security and the future of this nation. So how do you want, I'm speaking to my listener out there, how do you want your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren to live? You know, you think it's not been as good now as it was when our parents or our grandparents were here. We just keep going down this slippery slope of tolerance where we have compromised ourselves out of all of our rights. And you need to read this these papers here, the betrayal papers. And it's very simple. You can just go to my website and download it there and read them. It's not a long read. It's
but it's a very important read. And I really do appreciate what you've done, William, putting it together.
Oh, well, thank you, and thank you for having me on. One last thing I would say is, if people do choose to download and read them, which would be great, it's really written from the perspective of someone who is not an expert or not a professional in intelligence, not somebody who is, even for that matter, a professional journalist. It's written from the perspective of, an American citizen looking at the problem. How do you explain it? How do you understand it? And I hope that they're very readable, because that's how they were.
I think they are, William. And I want you to have the last say here. What can America do now that we know the truth? What is our salvation here? Because we've got to turn it around.
I think what the first step and what needs to happen is that when enough people are aware of what's going on, they need to talk to their friends, talk to their family, talk to their neighbors, and they need to make their elected officials and people in the media actually talk about what the citizens are talking about, because I think there's a huge disconnect between the people and the parties in power, whether that's the government or the media. And maybe something is you just boycott watching these, television stations which don't tell you the truth. And there's already a switch to the alternative media. But I think what really needs to happen is there needs to be some righteous outrage and discussions.
Exactly.
That these people don't want to hear.
And throw your sponsorship, throw your support into the ones that you really want to hear, whether it's CSC Talk Radio or another talk show. We need your support, because we're not getting it from the big boys, and we never will, more than likely. I appreciate it. I appreciate what you're doing, William. Let's talk again real soon. And, folks, the answer is always the same. It's you and it's me. And we have got to come together for the truth to bring America home.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.